It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law.
Hey.
Whose name did you say? Craig's here?
Craig is here.
I don't see it.
Zoom.
It's the Law Dog.
Oh. Zoom in.
Law Dog. And Mr. Joe Grande.
Orale, pues.
And you're now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show in the country.
The universe.
The galaxy in my book.
Whatever.
I say, what do we got going on today, Joe?
Well, let me tell you, Craig. First off, Craig, I think I speak for just myself, and I really miss you because I don't think your brother and Blue do. But it's
No, they don't care.
It's just good to see you. And your skin looks good. I like your Santa hat that you're wearing, the Law Dog. For those who don't know, that's, of course, his Instagram name, Waslaw Dog. So Craig has the Santa hat to match. It's just very good to see you. I hope you got that STD fixed and, you know, everything's all good. Oldest
guy. It's a bitch. I mean, the problem is it's really a bitch being a practicing attorney and then trying to, you know, you get real busy. There's things you just got to do.
It is. I love seeing you in the hallways and outside, and then come showtime, you're fucking busy. So it's just good to have you back, and I'm sure the listeners all feel the same way as well. Yeah.
Hey, gotta go outside and take a quick break.
Yeah, he's just out there smoking a joint, you guys. So we all in this big old office, and he's out there smoking a joint.
Man.
And sorry, can't make it again today. Sorry, guys. Still doing this depot. Sorry, guys.
You know what? I'll switch it for a day, and you can see how literally I'm on the phone.
I walk into the office and I see it all day. I do. So for those who want to know how busy they are, once again, it's 1-800-WASLAW.
Well, no, that's not right.
What is it?
855-855-WASLAW.
Feel free to give them a call and tell Craig you want to give him a break and just talk to him for a while. He's got time.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll put your case over my being a host for the day.
As long as you pay him, he'll do it. But thank you guys for listening to the podcast. And all 103, 106...
You said
103 different countries now. Thank you very much.
You said 193.
No, there's 190 altogether countries in the world, but 103 we're in. So thank you guys for listening to the show. Ever want to be a part of it and give us a call? One of our listeners who actually gave us a call, he's actually sitting in here again. 800-420-1980 is the number. Follow us on Instagram at Cannabis Talk 101 and all social media. And if you really want to get crazy, it's @pot_brothers_@_law. You can see some bloopers that Mark just posted up and Craig hides. Mark's at Waslaw, Craig's at Waslaw Dog, and Blue is at one Christopher Wright, and I am at Joe Grande 52. And as we get ready for this big day with tons of news, I want to start real quick, Craig, and I hope I'm not taking any thunder from you, but Arizona to unveil the license and draft rules for the legal market. I don't know if you guys saw this story. It just broke a little while ago, though. Arizona announcing the draft rules for their adult use market, which was officially legalized with Proposition 207 in the November election, which, once again, we all know that Green won in the election as more people voted for cannabis than any president or anything else. The state also announced that the fact that some of the cannabis licenses will be actually up for grab for new companies looking to join the industry. So to me, folks, that's the big news out there. So if you're a new company going, I know Arizona's popping and it's new, well, it sure enough is, and it's out there. So, you know, go check that all out. I know that's a big news, and I don't know, Craig, if you're going to do that, but please, what else do you got for some good cannabis news?
That was it. That was my whole story.
I'm done. I was going to say so much more in addition to the 12 or so general licenses up for grab. Another initiatives out there, but, you know, I don't want to talk about the 26 social equity licenses.
No, I'm going to do a story that probably Joe should have done, unless you've already done it, but I think you've had a lot of guests, so you haven't done Go Green for a while. But weed mats.
Oh, you took my story.
They're making waves.
$1.5 billion deal to go public.
No, we have not talked about that yet, but it's funny. I was going to go green.
It can make waves.
It's cannabis news. It goes green.
$1.5 billion for a deal to go public. They started in 2008. They're a platform that doesn't touch the plant.
Wait a minute. Don't you guys own that? You and your brother?
Oh, that's right. You're the owners.
We've been told.
Yeah, well, you won't be seeing us after
right. I just want a half a point, man. Just give me a point.
Congratulations, you guys. You guys really did well for yourselves.
Yeah. Killing it.
Fucking nuts. But I mean, I think that's great. And they started in 2008. So just think, you know, from 2008, what's that? 12 years from starting from like probably next to nothing to, wow. $1.5 billion.
And not only that, thinking that it was almost like a myth, and some people were like, "What are you doing? Why would you guys do that?"
Right. And the Fed's breathing down their neck.
Oh, you know they took a lot of heat.
Shut down. I mean, you know, they've had so much backlash being who they are because of the illicit market or the black market or whatever you want to call it. You know, they've tried to shut them down how many times?
So many, and not only that, they positioned themselves perfect for this time and for this deal to go through, because as they set themselves up to sponsor part of that Tyson fight, they made their brand look so much, I don't want to say bigger than it is, because I think it's big. It's the Bible, who are we kidding, you're looking for dispensaries.
It is to us because we know cannabis, right?
But for the money spenders.
Yeah, the dude that don't know nothing about cannabis is like, who's Weed Maps?
That billion, to get the B on the, instead of the M, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Mad revenue.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. Did you guys read that story about the guy who spent nearly 31 years in jail on a 90-year sentence? He's the longest-serving nonviolent cannabis inmate in the country.
Yeah.
Was recently released.
He's going to be on the show soon.
Yeah, Peanut's already talked to him. We're going to get him in studio.
What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, what was that?
What's his name, Craig?
His name is Richard Talisi.
Thank you,
sir. Talisi.
That would be
D-L-I-S-I.
Delisi.
And he was in jail. You know why he was in jail?
For weed.
You know what the charges were?
How much?
They thought he was trafficking in 1989 at the age of 40. The typical sentence.
Because he was Italian?
Even in Florida, was 12 to 17 years. And he got 90 years. Because Blue over there mentioned that, which is true. The judge mistakenly thought he was part of organized crime because he was Italian and from New York. And he got 90 fucking years. That's just absolutely insane.
How much weight?
And the what was that?
How much weight?
Doesn't say. He was just, I mean, back then, just like, you know, before Prop 64, it doesn't matter how much weight. If you sold a dime bag, it was a felony.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was some type of felony, trafficking, you know, you know, within the state, he was trafficking weed, whether it was 1 pound or 100 pounds, it didn't matter. But for 90 years, but for them to finally get that right and let him out is huge. Could you imagine a loved one being in jail for 31 years because you sold some weed? That's just insane. Non-violent, too.
That's decent.
I mean, it's just not right. Just not right.
Well, hopefully
moving
things
on.
Will start changing all over the place, because hopefully
this
they'll start looking into more of those crimes.
This next story is important because there was actually a op-ed today in the LA Times, and I think I'm going to respond to it, because it was more of the bullshit that when you legalize cannabis, it's the same old prohibitionist saying youth use goes up. And they just throw that out there all the time.
And there's no proof of that. It actually has gone down.
Oh, right.
Like they say
it
this.
It has gone down.
Yeah.
There's this report from the Monitoring the Future. It was released on Tuesday, found that cannabis consumption among adolescents did not significantly change in any of the three grades for lifetime use, past 12-month use, past 30-day use, and daily use from 2019 to 2020. That's based on self-reporting. This is interesting. Self-reporting from 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students. So they're saying, yeah, I used it. Yeah, I'm not using it as much. Yeah, I didn't try it. And it's showing that it's gone down, or if anything, it stayed the same.
Well, you think they're telling the truth?
That's exactly what I was
going
to say, Blue.
10th graders going like, hell no, I'm not going to
tell them. I'm not challenging the veracity of this. This isn't a new story about this. It's maybe a new poll that someone did a follow up, but there's been many, like Joe, you know, said in the beginning, we've done this before, where it shows that it actually goes down, and actually in Colorado, it did go down.
Yeah, but I do sit here and feel like, even if all the stories, and I do believe that what they're getting is truth to going down, because I even feel like that socially when we're out and about and you're seeing the youngsters be, and it's proven even with Amsterdam when you look at the statistics and how life has gone from there. So well, I do believe it, but Blue, like you said, though, and Craig, I mean, imagine us being a young kid going, fuck, am I going to write, yes, I smoke weed?
No,
maybe.
No.
Maybe. But you know what I mean? The numbers could be skewed.
The bottom line is this, dude. 90% of these kids are not going to, they're not going to tell the truth either way. Half of them are saying yes because their friends are there and they're hoping that the parents aren't going to find out, because they're like, yeah, bro, I smoke all the time, just to impress.
Yeah, but you know what? No, I don't agree. I think there's something else. I don't have the The facts aren't there. Background. All I'm reading is a story, but I'm sure if you looked up the report, there's got to be some controls where the parents don't know. It was done maybe in a school setting. It was done in private, and but without any repercussions. Otherwise, you can't get these studies. There was a study in 2018, which was conducted by the University of Michigan and funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, that revealed fewer adolescents are using marijuana now. That was in 18 compared to 2012, when the states first started to legalize cannabis. So it shows over and over again that, and it even goes on to say that the results are consistent with other federal data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The agency's biannual youth risk survey found that marijuana consumption among high school students declined during the peak years of state recreational cannabis legalization. So again, we have use going down, and at a minimum, it's not going up, which debunks the, I don't want to say right wing, because I don't know that all right people on the right wing are against cannabis, but the prohibitionists, the reefer madness, all of those proponents of those debunked theories is proves that's just what it is, debunked. It's just like the stories of there's going to be more crime and all that. Our property value is going to go down. We've done stories in the past where property values go up when you bring in a regulated storefront legal cannabis store.
Let's talk about that for a second, Craig, because crime. Listen.
Let's do that.
No, Blue. Because look, if you look at like Long Beach, Los Angeles, Desert Hot Springs, any of these cities that have allowed cannabis storefronts to be in play, dude, they have completely regentrified that neighborhood. Those neighborhoods used to be straight crackheads in Long Beach, and now all of a sudden it's all cleaned up and there's security guards running around. The place looks a lot cleaner, a lot nicer. They're addressing the homelessness issues. They've got tax revenues coming in. It's clearly bringing back the community versus the
and when you say Desert Springs as well, do you look at those areas in the Palm Springs area?
Desert Hot Springs,
Desert Hot Springs. They have the hotels out there that are looking better. Granted,
you've got Tyson building the Tyson Ranch out there, which is going to be a big, huge hotel entertainment complex that's based on open cannabis use.
Well, the question is do they allow us to actually really get that big? I mean, right now, according to Mark, we're never going to go federally legal.
Well, we got to wait January 5th.
No, whoever's listening to this, when does this air?
This will air on December 21st.
Okay. So
today,
if you're in Georgia, it is absolutely important that you go out and you vote. Whichever way you vote at the end of the day is up to you. But if you only care about cannabis at this point and you want it federally legal, if the two Democrats in the runoff race against the two Republicans, if the two Democrats win the Senate seats in Georgia, the Democrats who in the House just passed the MORE Act, which isn't the greatest, just like Prop 64. We have clients, we veterans, Weed for Warriors, against the MORE Act, because just like Prop 64, you get it monopolized by the big corporations, and the little guys getting squeezed out, and the compassionate donations is getting squeezed out, even though we kind of somewhat fixed that here in California last year with a Senate bill. But be that as it may, something, at least a first step, can be taken, because if both win in Georgia, it looks like for sure we're going to get cannabis reform sooner than later, because Kamala Harris would be the tiebreaker. So if the two Georgia Democrats win, it'll be a tie at the Senate.
And then Mark can eat a dick. And there it is, guys.
Kamala.
That was Craig Wasserman with your cannabis news. And when we come back, we have Going Green with Grande.
No, we don't. We got more cannabis news from that old guy over there.
Oh, no. We'll be right back.
Maybe he can learn how to say the vice president's name.
Maybe, fucking idiot.
Fucking dump truck.
We'll be right back.
He said Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
He did say Kamala, and it's Kamala.
I know. He Kamala said Kamala. Harris.
He's getting old, you guys. Give him a break. Right. Hey, you guys, we're back on the show. Don't
I was not. Stop. At least I didn't make fun of a name like other idiots out there in the world.
That was
well, you're
the
pretty
intention.
Much disrespecting the name by not saying it, Craig. Let's talk about that.
I mean, in defense, she hasn't really been appointed yet, so she's not the VP yet.
She's
so.
The VP
elect. If I call Blue Brigitte.
What did you say?
What did you just say? Hey, dog, I don't even want to go there. Exactly. I don't even want to go there. I don't know what he said, folks, but.
I was mispronouncing your last name, right?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. It sounded like you forgot a letter or two. Yeah. You,
play it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Run the one, you say. Yeah. Craig, you got some other good news for us?
Yeah, I do. We've got a study here that indicates inhaled cannabis provides temporary relief for PTSD patients per this study.
Yes.
Based on veterans, based on, and these are people, let's see, who experienced war between the years of 1989 and 2015. Over, this is insane, this number I'm going to read to you. Over 1.45 billion people on this planet experienced war between 89 and 2015.
1.45 billion or million?
Billion.
Billion.
Jeez. That many people?
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of work.
So, you know what? Thank you for all those who served.
So
and
that's why
out.
They
that's
created
great.
COVID, so they can knock out that population because the baby
You're
boomers
funny.
The baby boomers are living too long, man.
Conspiracy theory. Yeah, that's not who came up with COVID. Saying, was the bleach companies, Grubhub, Uber Eats,
Amazon. All the deliveries.
Those are the ones who profited the most.
Walmart.
Those are the ones whose values went up $250 billion while everyone's standing in the food line. That's who's behind COVID.
And you guys, I went to Costco the other day. No toilet paper, no napkins. Once again, I'm like, what's going on around here?
I ordered.
No, I think that's gonna peter out now that we have the vaccine hitting the shelves and starting to be administered. I think things are going to hopefully normalize a lot sooner than later. I mean, thank God we had professionals out there who were able to come up with this vaccine in record time.
Still can't figure out cancer, though.
What was that?
Still can't figure out cancer. But
well, man didn't
out...
make cancer.
Oh, you ain't lying.
Yeah, that's a good point right there.
We have the cure, and I'm smoking it right now.
Yeah,
that's it.
Clearly.
West Coast Cure, is that what you're smoking there, young man?
I'm smoking West Coast Cure.
Me too.
Fantastic, man. Is that it for you? Are you done now? Are you done now, Craig?
You have more news?
You know what, Blue? I you know what? This is Big Brother, and that was your cannabis news. And now we're gonna listen to Blue. Who's making waves?
Dude, you know what? Let me just say this. Craig Washam is making waves right now on Cannabis Talk 101. This dude hasn't been here in like 4 weeks, and he's just lost everything.
He's on fire, though.
Dude, he's just...
I just love him. He just won't start. He's motorboating over me talking. Nobody can even conversate with him about shit.
No, I love it.
People want to hear the news.
No, I mean, they fell asleep 20 minutes ago.
No, it was about 17.
You know what? Let's talk about this, Craig. Let's talk about your trip in that car. How was your trip, and how was that
There's
cup?
No trip. I'm not there. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no trip.
I believe it's time to go, Blue.
Okay, so there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. No, listen, man. Honestly, if you're looking to find out who's making waves in cannabis, Cannabis Talk 101 is the place to do it.
I don't know why I got the giggles right now.
You're making waves. Who brings it to us?
Oh. No, so listen. If you're looking to find out who's making waves right now, there's a company called Puffco Peak. Now, Puffco is actually putting out a dab rig, so you don't have to use the torch. And everything on this rig is basically electronic. So it heats it up. You don't have to jump in with the torch and burn it. So a lot of people are scared to use torches. I mean...
Well, you look like a crackhead as well. Who are you kidding? There's that other fucking element of like, are you a crackhead? No. Oh, I swear to God, I just smoke weed.
Sir, why is the
I don't
torch
know. You got a torch and you look like a crackhead. You're sitting there.
No,
this is
no.
the first time I've seen somebody who's got a crackhead product in his hand, but he's got the munchies. Normally, crackheads don't get the munchies, but damn.
The first time I saw that, my son was doing it. Showed me dabbing, and I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it looks like you're smoking crack.
It does.
No, so
Craig, it takes us back to our crack days.
Free base.
I never did crack. Right? Never did crack.
No, I did.
Me neither.
That was a lot of fun.
But what I want to know is this. Answer me this one question, Blue, first.
Yeah.
Or Joe, why would you name a drug after your ass crack?
Well, you know. Hey, what's the number one thing men chase?
TNA.
TNA. It's a small crack.
Yep.
Tits and ass.
You know what? You know, I'll tell you what. You know, one of the things.
Tell us about this Puffco pen.
That's it. We're done. So they just came out with the Puffco Peak Pro, which is actually, you could use it on your mobile device, which is really cool. Honestly,
you can smoke it through your phone?
Yes. It's amazing.
What?
Yes.
No, you. I'm almost Joe. Almost halfway
he believed just said
it.
No, you can I use your device.
Joe, up. It's a phone charger. It's the case. And the case, you just put the dab on your case and you hit your phone. It's legit.
Let me see a picture.
No,
you have a picture of it?
No.
But that's a good idea. So, patent that. Wrap it up.
Yeah, you can tell how much,
lying then,
you
or
know okay. how much he smokes. So this thing's like, it looks like a volcano, guys. It has like a glass piece on it, and you tap it, and you click the different devices and the different times to get the right temperatures. When you get the right temperature, it hits perfectly instead of using the torch, which is a good, I think, handoff to all the people that don't want to look like a crackhead and use a torch. You know,
isn't
what
Mark's smoking the same thing though? Isn't that a dabber as well?
This is a dab pen that I have. No, this is totally different. It's not the same.
It's not a Puffco, but they have a Puffco. They started with one like that. It was like a little pin, and it was nice. It didn't work as well. Actually, Jen's using it right now. That actually does
actually,
work good.
Jen swears by it. She goes, "My life's changed." Matter of fact, this morning she goes, "Joe, I don't even really like smoking flower that much anymore. I really like my Puffco pin because I can taste the terpenes, and I could also use it for other things that
make
me happy."
Those are probably the best.
Honestly, the truth is
that—
Why
does it smell funny, Jen?
It hits good. It hits really good.
Because it was cracked.
Yeah.
No, so I think that the moral of the story, though, is that Puffco's got a superior product coming out right now, and this product that's hitting the market right now, and I know because I've got, you know, I'm in the scene, right, or whatever. So the it's being sold everywhere, dude. They've got new glasses that come on in, attachments that are starting to
even
come out.
Even when our very
it.
Own Jennifer, when she found out, oh my God, you have one at the Smoke and Go shop? Oh my God, let's go get one.
Up.
She showed up like fast and overpaid, which was crazy. I mean,
but and overpaid, we charged her double. Yeah. No, so the thing is though, is that actually the product works though, because there's a lot of devices out there that are similar to Puffco.
Yeah,
they're not the only you know, cat on the block. But a lot of them, they're janky. So you try and put your.
Well, it's just like an iPhone, right? Like there's so many other different quote unquote phones like that. But when you get the iPhone, you know what you're getting. So I feel like this product is one of those superior products like that.
Yeah, it's not an Android. It's not an Android, Mark.
Hey, Mark has an iPhone now too.
I do have an iPhone now too.
I know.
Both.
And they both are.
Wow.
So anyways, there it is, guys. That's who's making waves. It's Puffco Peak, and the Pro is the newest one coming out. Guys, make sure you check that thing out. It is hot and on the block. And when we come back, we are going to
Mark Wasserman
with
When Cannabis
Goes
Bad.
You hurt my ears.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, the Bob Brothers at Law, Blue and Joe Grande are here. And if these guys can stop laughing, I'll give special thanks to the people who really make these guys look good and sound good. Yeah. Pitt, Peanut, Jen, and Elvis.
Who?
In Vegas. Elvis is in Vegas.
That's
but now, on. It's my favorite time of the show. It's when cannabis goes bad. And this segment is proudly brought to you by Pop Brothers at Law CBD. Check it out, popbrothersatlawcbd.com. STFU and UCBD, it's the best. Out of Lanier County, Georgia.
I love it.
The headline reads, Lanier County deputies make arrest after 7 pounds of cannabis are found in the mail.
Ooh, it's a good sized bag in the mail.
7 pounds in the mail.
That ain't much.
The Lanier County.
But to come in the mail, a 7 pound bag, you know, that's a good size bag to come in the mail.
They're like little, like, they get them like this big, boom. You know what I mean? They look like little.
They put a pound like that?
Yeah.
But here's the kicker.
Compress it? Really?
The 7 pounds of cannabis were sent to the wrong address.
Oh, that's
nice.
A come up.
Yeah, that's it. There it is right there.
That's
like about a t-shirt size
there
right
you
there?
Go.
Maybe two. You know what I mean? Two t-shirts at max.
A resident reported that an unfamiliar package was delivered to their house, and they suspected cannabis was inside because of the smell. Deputies discovered 7 pounds of cannabis inside the package.
Silly.
And realized that the delivery service had sent it to the wrong address.
So they gave it back, huh?
Well, deputies conducted a controlled delivery of the package to the correct address, which was also in Lanier County. The sheriff's office says that Nigel Bacon, that's his name, Nigel Bacon, received and signed for the package, then hid it in his bedroom closet. When deputies made contact with Bacon, he said no package had just been delivered to the residence.
Nice.
That's smart. I never got anything.
Like, let me ask
you. Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this, man.
Sting.
If the wrong package comes, because I got a funny story about the wrong package is hidden in the wrong spot. But if the wrong package shows up to your house, Manny, do you keep it?
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely. Most definitely. What about you, Joe? I mean, Joe's a little white collar.
I would look around for a little bit and play dumb, especially when I'm outside. And I'd pull it, babe, did you order this? And then walk in the house making sure that I acted like I was knowing what I was doing.
And then?
And then I would go
bring
sell
it straight to here.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it straight to the shop. What about you, Mark?
I would smoke it all pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure.
And it'd be gone.
At least you're honest. He's like, I'm going to smoke
gone.
It. What about you, Law Dog?
I don't know. I'd have to inspect it. I don't know. If it was I might not want to smoke something. I don't know what it is.
If it came to the house.
I don't care.
A little seven pack. What about you, Pitt?
What are you expecting to get high?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know you're going to get high if you take
a fun story.
And then the cops come knocking on the door looking for it, going, oh, we heard this was delivered to the wrong address.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Not there.
I flushed it. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about you, Blue? What would you do?
I'd keep it for sure. I mean, I wouldn't even question it.
Oh, come on, you'd flip it.
It'd be gone in 2 minutes. So gone in 60 seconds. So
it was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
The funny thing is, though, is that low key that actually happened. We were at Frankino's law office back in the day.
Oh, I remember that story.
Someone sent a kilo of cocaine
in a DVD player.
No, so really, the DVD player showed up to the spot. You know what I mean? And we're at the spot, and I remember he was looking at it, and he's like, bro, he's like, look at this. And we're sitting there looking at this box. And he pulls out an old DVD player, and he's like, "What do you think's in this?" And I'm like, "What do you mean, what's in it?" And he's like, "Dude, there's got to be something in this DVD player. I mean, it's a VHS player, like an old school one, right?" And it's sitting there, and we're like, "Dude, there's definitely something in it." So we just start popping it open, and straight up, 1 kilo of cocaine is sitting in the thing. Now, that's a different story because you're sitting there with a kilo of cocaine,
and that's a big case.
That's a
big time.
That's
felony.
A big case. So the mind starts moving, and this is a true story, you guys. Frankino's wife at the time, she literally was like, bro, you better. She's yelling at us, get that thing out of the office, drive it to the police department right now. So I'm like, bro, if you drive that thing to the police department right now and you get pulled over with the kilo on you, dude, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to the police
department. I swear to God,
sent to me. So he was like, you know, what are you doing? And then the funny thing is that when he got there,
so he drove it. Right?
Oh, he did. He drove it straight to his. Well, he drove it to his house first.
4 days later, because he's been up for 4 straight days.
Right. Hey, so
there was no cocaine.
No, here's the thing. He drove it to his house, and then he drove it back to the police department. And when he got to the police department, there was a big chunk missing out of it. And this is what the police officer said. The police officer was like, hey, what happened to this big chunk right here? He was like, I don't know. And I was like, dude, if you were going to take a chunk out of it, which I don't know that he did. He said he didn't do it. He said one of the other employees that was messing with it did. They said someone snapped a chunk out of it. Why would you even turn any of it back in? Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you already took some, but you take a little, you got to take it all.
So that's 5 years later, we find out who did it, though. The homie, he's like, bro, I put your return address, and it got returned to your spot because I knew if you found it, you know what I mean? But at the time, he was already got busted for something else, and so he didn't even get to tell him that it was his. And so they all lost it. What an idiot.
Now that's when coke goes bad. But I got one more for you out of New Jersey. The headline reads, a boogie with a hoodie arrested on gun and drug charges. A rapper, a boogie with a hoodie, that's his name. A boogie with a hoodie.
You know who that is?
All right. He was arrested in New Jersey on Monday
in
relation to an alleged gun and drug possession. The Bronx-born rapper, real name is Artist J. Dubois, was charged with one count of unlawful possession of a handgun, and one count of possession of cannabis. You know, they never like finding cannabis and guns together. His manager was also charged with one count of possession of cannabis. This is usually how it happens when artists are on the road and they've got, someone's got the gun.
We've seen this story a million times, yeah. You
know, and then they had another security guard, Quayshawn Hagler, was hit with 3 counts of unlawful possession of a handgun and 1 count of possession of a large capacity magazine. So they were both arrested. The arrest went down after the cops in New York and New Jersey police departments executed a search warrant on his manager's home. So this is how it all came down. They claimed they found 4 handguns, a Ruger 380, a Glock 40, an HNK 9mm, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm, as well as hollow point bullets, various high-capacity magazines.
Let's get it.
Police allege that they discovered cannabis, hash oil, and drug paraphernalia commonly associated with the distribution of dangerous narcotics.
Wow. I mean, you can't have that many weapons like that.
They found a torch.
Well, and they note that was it. One day before the arrest, gunfire erupted across from the T-Neck New Jersey Club where they were celebrating his 25th birthday the night before. The cops are saying that shooting was unrelated to this arrest. But I don't know. It all sounds like it's
all mixed together. Well, they'd have to be able to match the bullets up. I mean, they could find some bullets that are in the wall and say, okay.
What does this have to do with cannabis?
It's when cannabis goes bad.
Because he had cannabis. And the headline was busted for marijuana.
Hey, well,
and a few guns. And a few guns, let alone that. How come the headline doesn't say high magazines and all the? No,
there was like 12 guns
cannabis
in that
again.
Gun read. Yeah,
yeah, and magazines and automatics
and not even more than an ounce. I don't think. How much weed was it?
Yeah, it didn't even say. And drug paraphernalia. They probably found a couple bombs, pipes, and rolling
zigzags.
Papers.
Yeah,
I mean it really makes cannabis look bad, and it's not. I'm Mark Wasserman, little brother of the Pop Brothers at Law. Nats. When cannabis goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, who's sitting with us?
Well, we got a listener named Manny who actually works at Dr. Green Thumbs here in the Valley. And Manny, thank you again for calling and winning the grinder. And now you bring us gifts.
Of course.
Come bearing holiday gifts.
Of course.
What do you have for us, brother? Thank you again for coming and bringing your lovely girlfriend. What's your girlfriend's name?
Shelby. Yeah.
I got to tell you, you got a hot one right there.
Thank you.
A little hot pants.
You said that last time.
Yeah, but that was a guy.
No, the dude he brought last time, he was holding his hand.
I'm sure
it was his boyfriend.
But he was hot too.
Yeah. So what do you got for us, Manny?
Not only did I bring you guys the new shirts that they're coming out with, their design. With like Dr. Green Thumb is, of course, it says Dr. Green Thumb, but it's like designed as Lakers.
Laker gear.
They also have
Dodgers
gear.
Yeah, I got a Dodgers one here.
You missed out, big brother. Sorry.
And then there's like a Los Angeles Angels, of course, for them to support.
Right.
So
yeah. California.
That's what's cool. And they're also coming out with these masks, custom made masks, which
nice.
Is something I'm getting you guys.
Nice.
So it's in the works.
Oh, those are big and
those
thick,
dope,
too.
And it's really comfortable, too. So you can really talk. And if you've got a beard, which is sometimes I grow out, it gets all itchy.
I hate
Yeah. Exactly. So
I know that.
That prevents, this mask kind of helps prevent that.
Nice.
So
nice cough, Craig.
Oh, very nice.
And then last but not least, I have the actual cannabis goodies that I brought. Woo. They have vape cartridges. I wasn't able to bring flower because I didn't have it on me. So, but next, if I am able to come again next time, I will bring flower.
Only when you're bearing gifts, your door's wide open.
It is Christmas.
But your girlfriend's welcome anytime.
Yeah, bring her.
Yeah, but what did you bring for everybody else?
She can bring her friends too.
Yeah.
Wax. I mean, that's mine.
No, you don't get. You see this?
I also have Craig's. Son's company, West Coast Cure.
West Coast Cure.
I really love. Sweet. I really love West Coast Cure.
Let me check that out real quick. Let me just judge the West Coast Cure products.
It's the blood orange batter. Really good.
It's a high.
Oh.
He said it's a high.
It's pretty fire, actually.
And it's their batter. So that's something you can cook up in the Puffco. That I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you have the Puffco? Tell us about, what do you like about it? Talk about the product that Blue talked about.
The best thing about a Puffco, and I love doing this. When I go to McDonald's, I can hit a dab when I'm waiting to get food.
Yeah.
And everybody's asking me, is like, are you taking a dab? I'm like, most definitely am, because work is stressful.
It is a more discreet way to take a dab. I mean, you don't
absolutely.
Have to break out a torch.
You don't have to bring out the rig and be like,
hey guys,
it's literally just the device itself, and it's USB charged too. Through like any little Android charge.
So we got some High Fly right here, right? High Fly, 500 milligram Bloom. Shout out to Bloom.
doing their thing right here. A little pin. Let me see. What is this one?
Cresco.
Cresco. Live resin. Now, know live resin right now is super hot. You know what I mean? The flavor. The reason, if you don't know what live resin is, it's basically concentrates that are straight without any butanes or any additives to it, right? Correct. So they don't have to. It's just straight from the plant. Mm-hmm. And then when you hit that resin, the difference, I think the big difference is the terpene profile that you get. You get this taste, and you get to really enjoy the flavor.
Most definitely.
And a lot of people don't understand that. Like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm just going to hit some oil. But if you hit, like, a real live resin, it's just so much nicer in quality, and it just tastes amazing. What else do we got here? This is Bloom as
this
well.
This is Bloom's,
Oh, Bloom has their Bloom's live resin.
Bloom also has a live resin line that they just came out with. It's pretty new. So it's like,
thank you for
all these products that people can get to at Dr. the Green Thumb.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can all acquire this all at Dr. Green Thumb.
Well, thank you for stealing these.
Where's Dr. Green Thumb located?
On Silmar, 12767 Foothill Boulevard.
Nice.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. And these are still fresh out the pocket. Man.
Well, and once again, this is just ironically, Manny is a listener who on the podcast we are giving away things, and other listeners have won things. So if you're listening to this, going, damn, you guys actually give things away, and now Manny's a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it.
There it is.
You know, I'll tell you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you better. No,
yeah, he's on Blue. I'm hosting now.
I'm letting my hair grow out right now, bro. Look, I'm letting my hair grow out. Don't mess with me. So. I really thoroughly enjoyed the show with you, bro, like the other day.
I appreciate it.
Like it was a fun, active show. It was definitely better than Craig's news this morning. And I mean, it was real. It was nice.
I'm glad I was
there. That seat that you're sitting in, you actually look really good in it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. This feels comfortable. It's like, it really feels like I'm actually going to be a part of
the room
show,
feels balanced with you over there, too. Craig, what do you think as you're on the Zoom?
Wait.
It's too dark.
Can he see anything?
Why? Because he's Latin? I don't understand why.
I mean, now the side of the table is too dark.
Shots fired. You know what? I don't appreciate that.
Wow.
I don't appreciate that.
We can't get three Latin dudes up here.
You don't need me anymore. You don't need me anymore. I'm signing off.
It's one Jew and three. it's now one Jew and three beans. What do you think about that?
I'm signing off. I mean, this was the best show ever, Joe. Why don't you take us out?
All right, you guys. Blue, if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.